John McCoy from Hot FM, Corey Morrow coming to Scotty's in Texarkana on Saturday evening. We've got him on the line, as a matter of fact. And, Corey, let me tell you, Texas country, it's been good to you. You're loving life, man.
Man, you know, every day is a blessing. I feel like it's good to just be alive right now, so yeah.
Where are you at right now?
In the bus on the way to Houston.
And then on Saturday night, you're coming to Texarkana.
Texarkana.
And you played here about a year ago, right?
I did. I think we played just last year, and we want to make a comeback.
Absolutely. You're playing at Scotty's coming up on Saturday evening. A great venue, as you know. A lot of fun, great food, and you're bringing the great music this weekend.
Yes, man, it is. You know what? That venue is amazing, and the food is just as amazing, if not better. They got some great people there, but man, we're doing good, and we're excited, and we're fired up to be coming there and playing again. And we got a lot of old stuff, a lot of new stuff, and we're just bringing a good attitude. Hope everybody comes out to have fun.
Hey, talk to me about Corey Morrow. What are you about?
All about 190, 195, 5'10", blue eyes, blonde hair. I'm a Taurus. I love the Lord. I love my wife, my kids. I love playing music. I like cars, and I like golf.
Hey, talk to me about how happy you are in your life and blessed. You made reference to that a minute ago.
Yes, sir, man. God is good. I've been on a really good path the last several years, and just been walking with Him and trying to live in a joyous state and be aware of everybody around me, and trying to be available, be of service to those that I can be of service to, and try to keep my head straight, my heart focused on the right things, man. You know, just keep looking up.
How did you get started in the music business?
Man. okay, so honestly, it was just because I didn't like going to class. I really enjoyed playing music, and I didn't know what I wanted to do, but I had a passion for songs and writing and playing guitar. And as I have found out recently, that is a great place to start your life. You think about what you if you're trying to figure out what God's will is for your life and you want to go that direction, then think about what you're passionate about and start there. And I somehow unknowingly did that 20 years ago, and God was pretty amazingly gracious, and then here I am. I'm still doing it. Still love it.
And especially the Texas country music scene has been really good to you.
Yeah, man. We pretty much live here. It's a 365 days a year. We don't leave the borders all that often, and that's pretty amazing. It's just kind of incredible, to be honest. We have fans that will come out and see us all over the state and support what we do, and we get to live a really beautiful life up on that stage and get to share a lot of love with people, and they keep coming out and keep having that walk with us every night, you know.
Hey, I know you recorded a new album about a year ago at East Austin's 12th Street Sound. Doesn't get much cooler than that, does it?
Pretty neat place, man. Pretty neat place. We actually did some overdubbing we did the mixing there in Tyler at Rosewood Studio. But yeah, most of the recording took place at 12th Street Sound, and that's a pretty neat place. It's an old church. Tore it down, or they didn't tear it down. They gutted it and made it into a recording studio.
Talk to me a little bit about what we'll see during your show coming up Saturday evening.
Barefooting, high energy, trying to get everybody to sing along and just make people laugh and have fun and play some good music, rock and roll, a little country. Just trying to spread some love and get people to let their hair down and put a smile on their face for a little while and just kind of let go of their worries and their troubles and just trying to lift people up for a little bit.
What are some of the things that you'll play is from a song perspective? I know you'll be playing stuff off the new album, so to speak.
Yes, sir.
I guess you do some cover stuff as well?
Yeah, we do. So it just depends on what the mood of the crowd is. But, you know, sometimes we jump into some old, like, 70s and 80s rock and roll covers for, like, I don't know, 20, 30 seconds. We just do little bits and teasers to kind of get people going on a memory trail, and we do a little bit of that. We play a bunch of stuff off our old records. If somebody calls something out and we know it and can remember the words to it, we'll play it, and we'll play some stuff off the new record and just really try to have fun, man. Just trying to get up there and enjoy ourselves, because I mean, gosh, man, we play music for a living. Come on down. we'll lift you up.
Again, Corey Morrow, Texas Country, coming to Scotty's on Saturday evening. Sir, we'll see you there. Travel safe.
Thank you, sir. Bless you, man. We'll see you on Saturday.